Section 2.5, the world is facing a crisis. Humanity faces a global environmental crisis from which war both distracts us and which it exacerbates, including but not limited to adverse climate change, which will disrupt agriculture, create droughts and floods, disrupt disease patterns, raise sea levels, set millions of refugees in motion, and disrupt natural ecosystems on which civilization rests. We must quickly shift the resources wasted in laying waste to addressing major problems humanity now faces. Starting with the military is a logical step. Not only does the out-of-control military budget take away much-needed resources for addressing the planetary crisis, the negative environmental impact of the military alone is tremendous. Military aircraft consume about 1/4 of the world's jet fuel. The Department of Defense uses more fuel per day than the country of Sweden. The Department of Defense generates more chemical waste than the 5 largest chemical companies combined. A F-16 fighter bomber consumes almost twice as much fuel in 1 hour as the high-consuming U.S. motorists burn a year. The U.S. military uses enough fuel in 1 year to run the entire mass transit system of the nation for 22 years. During the 1991 aerial campaign over Iraq, the U.S. utilized approximately 340 tons of missiles containing depleted uranium. There were significantly higher rates of cancer, birth defects, and infant mortality in Fallujah, Iraq, in early 2010. One military estimate in 2003 was that 2/3 of the Army's fuel consumption occurred in vehicles that were delivering fuel to the battlefield. We simply can't go forward with a conflict management system that relies on war in a world which will have 9 billion people by 2050, acute resource shortages, and a dramatically changing climate that will disrupt the global economy and send millions of refugees on the move. If we do not end war and turn our attention to the global crisis, the world we know will end in another and more violent dark age.